Welcome to the Crystal Coach Show with me, your host, Anahata, helping you live every day with clarity, guidance, and practical wisdom. Are you feeling overwhelmed, anxious, maybe disconnected? Do you ever feel like you don't know how to live a life of peace and joy? I am Anahata Roach, the Crystal Coach, and during this show, we channel divine wisdom through stories of service, spirituality, and stones for self-care. The Crystal Coach Show leaves you with a feeling of connection and the clarity it takes towards becoming the best version of yourself as you hear from thought leaders and many others to help you ignite the crystalline nature of who you really are. Stay tuned. The Crystal Coach Show starts now. And welcome to the Crystal Coach Show. I'm your host, Anahata, and I am so excited today because I have a very, very special guest with me. Her name is Kylie Ryan, and Kylie is a master mindset coach. She's a coach trainer, a speaker, and a singer who helps entrepreneurs and leaders learn how to clarify and show up powerfully for their mission. She specializes in working with change makers who create positive shifts in their industries. And after her own personal health and life transformation 20 years ago, Kylie became a passionate student of human behavior, change, and sustainable transformation. And over the years, she has helped many thousands of clients to transform their bodies, reduce stress, heal emotional pain, and step into their power, unleashing their true voice to grow their businesses and become powerful, inspiring leaders. Kylie and I share a common certification in a process of discovery and emotional pattern healing called the spiral. I have long admired her intelligence, breadth of knowledge, and ability to teach others in this area. Today, I would like to set an intention for what is in the highest good to come through our discussions, and anyone seeing the show will come away with a few ways to transform your perceptions and limiting beliefs into a happier, healthier you. Welcome, Kylie.
Anahata, what a welcome, what an introduction, what a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. You're so very welcome. I would just like to start off with, if you would be willing to share just a bit of your story for our listeners.
Sure.
You know, how you found yourself 20 years ago and what pulled you out of that vicious cycle.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm 42 now. And so at the time when I kind of discovered personal growth work really intensely, I was 22. So I was just kind of finishing university, and my parents had gone through a divorce when I was about 15. And you know, I kind of lived a pretty normal suburban middle-class childhood in Australia. You know, like I grew up with horses and I have a sister, and, you know, my parents are lovely people, and they, you know, obviously did the best they could at raising me. And so I had a pretty uneventful childhood, and, but I always had that sense, ever since I was a very young child, that I was different. And I used to kind of hear voices when I would try to go to sleep at night. And I had this sense of just kind of seeing things that other people didn't see, and hearing things that other people didn't hear. And so you feel me? I know you do. I know you do. So that kind of led to a sense of not feeling like I belonged here on the planet, just to begin with. It was like, I don't kind of feel like I'm meant to be here or something. And so that, I think, was quite a tricky thing to go through as a child. And I didn't really talk to anybody about it until at one point, I think I was like in year four or five, you know, maybe about 12 or so, 9 or 10 or something. In as a child, I was getting such intense voices coming in when I was trying to go to sleep at night that I kind of liken this sensation to being like a radio antenna that's receiving thousands of radio signals all at once. And I was like, ah, my little head can't handle this. And I thought I was going insane. And so I told my teacher and I said, look, I have this thing and this experience. And she said, well, look, just if you don't want to hear them, just tell them to go away. And which is very sage advice from my teacher. And so I did. And the voices pretty much did go away for a good chunk of time. But I just, yeah, that was a big part of just not feeling like I fit in with humans, like I was different somehow to people. And so that kind of started my curiosity of like, how do humans work? Mm-hmm. How does the mind work? How does this all work? And so that was the first piece. And then, you know, obviously my parents going through a divorce was upsetting. And then kind of the natural rebellion of the, you know, 18 to 20 kind of period, my dad was pretty strict. And so I kind of was a grade A student. And then when I finished, I kind of rebelled and I started partying. I started taking recreational drugs and, you know, going out every weekend and lying to them about where I was going and, oh, I'm just sleeping over at a friend's house and, you know, going out to nightclubs and things like that. So I kind of really went from A plus perfect student right into rebellious, you know, rebellious young teen, young adult. And I put on a whole bunch of weight and I was sleeping around and, you know, I was starting to spend more money than I needed to. And so I kind of got into debt and I really swung that pendulum hard. And so that was, you know, fun, but also awful at the same time. It's like the kind of numbing out and the avoidance and the, you know, those extreme moments of intensity, I guess, of, you know, being in altered states and doing illicit things. It's like that intensity. I think, yeah, it's interesting kind of when I look at it now and tell that story now, it's like, oh, I can see that young 20-year-old self, and I have so much compassion for her because, you know, it's interesting, even at the same time when I was in, you know, giant raves in huge warehouses or something, I would be doing energy healing on the crowd through the music. Like I would be focused on doing energy healing at the time, like in the thing. And it just kind of came intuitively to me. And so then, I started trying to lose weight. That was the main thing that was really bothering me. Like obviously my behavior was bothering a lot of other people. But for me, it was putting on the weight, and I kind of got close to 100 kilos at that point. I went traveling over to Europe and traveled around and was drinking and partying and just put on heaps of weight. And so I think that's about 66 pounds for those doing the transition, like extra on my frame now. So I was like, I don't know, 100 and something. But yeah, that was pretty awful. And so I was trying to lose weight, and that was kind of my main thing that got me into it. And around that time, I was also working or studying to be a singer. And my singing teacher, one of my singing teachers, got involved in NLP. And so that actually was a huge, like, oh, that's curious and that's interesting. And so my singing teacher and, oh, this is a long story. I'll do the short version. My singing teacher and her business partner, how I met this other lady that was involved in NLP was through her business partner, who was like my best friend, older sister, that kind of thing. So I was super close to her, and her name is Shirley. And so I was like just deeply connected to Shirley and found her as a, you know, a really powerful mentor. And so around that time, they broke up their business partnership, and Alice went into NLP, and Shirley actually ended up getting cancer and passed away not that long after. So it was, it's pretty tragic. God rest her soul. And I was really close to both of them. And I've gone through a lot of obviously grieving around that. But so I kind of saw this really, when I reflect on it now, I saw this instance of something traumatic happening, because their friendship breakup was very traumatic. They were super close, and then they broke up. It was like another divorce. And you know, Shirley getting very sick afterwards, and Alice going into NLP and doing healing and doing a lot of internal work and what have you. And I mean, who knows what might have happened if the story were different, but it really kind of pointed a very sharp example of healing or not healing. And it really was like, hey, here's some paths.
And there's a mindset around that, right?
Exactly. And there's a mindset around that, of like the growth mindset. And you know, I know that Shirley's just such an incredible person. And I think there was just a lot that had gone on in her life that was just a bit too much. Right. And you know, I think learning about these things now, realizing how traumas that are untreated, traumas that are unhealed and unprocessed, do become denser, and they can cause distress and disease in the body, you know.
Certainly can. Yeah.
Oh, and so that kind of was a very intense catalyst for my journey. And so I was obviously pretty upset around the time, but around that same time, it's interesting, a lot of those pieces, I'm like, did this happen before that? I'm not quite sure. It's all kind of in that same region.
Yeah, sure.
And I around that time, after Shirley had passed, I got involved with NLP. Actually, sorry, no, it was before Shirley passed. I had gotten involved in NLP. And so Alice had taught me, and Alice became, Alice is from the Tad James School of NLP. Funnily enough, Tad James is just recently passed too. But so Alice had this really powerful coaching tool of neurolinguistic programming. And
I was getting ready to say, you and I know what NLP
we
means.
We know what that
can
means.
Can you say actually what it means?
Yeah. What's the words? Yeah. So neurolinguistic programming, which it's like an alternative therapy, and very much based on and drawn from cognitive behavioral therapy and hypnotherapy and gestalt therapy. And NLP kind of came about in Santa Cruz in the 70s as a result of called the Human Potential Movement, which was a bunch of therapists and evolutionaries basically coming together in the University of Santa Cruz and going, hey, like, what happens when we do this? And what happens when this happens? And why do these therapists get such great results? And why does this happen? And how do people change? And how do people really uncover and unleash and create their potential and live into their potential? And so NLP has this really, the core essence of NLP. And over the years, like in the 80s, it kind of got a bad rap about being kind of manipulative with sales. But the pure essence of NLP, I feel, is about modeling. It's about seeing what's working out there in the world. You know, who is someone that is successful or doing something really efficiently and effectively? And how do we break down those steps and figure out what they're doing, not just externally, but internally in their own mind, in the movies in their mind and the stories they're telling themselves and the feelings that they're generating, so that we can learn from that and replicate that in ourselves, you know, replicate that same result in ourselves. And from that principle of modeling, NLP was born, and all of the tools and techniques that are the modeled techniques of some of the best therapists in the world got codified and, you know, written down and really broken down into their component pieces, so that people like you and I could learn them and follow them and become really great at helping people change in a very short space of time. And so, and that's what NLP is, the short version. And so, yeah, so I started doing NLP processes with Alice, and I was her like guinea pig client. And then after one of those first sessions, I remember we uncovered a belief that in myself, in my unconscious, that no matter how strong you are as a woman, a man will always abuse you. Like,
wow.
How's that as a limiting belief? It was a doozy. And I grew up, my mum is strong. Both of my grandmothers are very strong women. But you know, historically that's been the case. There's been sexual abuse. There's been financial abuse. There's been betrayal. There's been verbal abuse, like emotional abuse, all sorts of things. And so I had that belief, and when I uncovered that, I was like, oh my gosh, it was like, you know, pulling out an anchor out of the ocean. And it really alerted me really clearly to how much our unconscious patterns our reality, right? And how much things can be pulling the strings without us even realizing. And it just really highlighted to me. So then when we cleared that belief using a process called timeline therapy, Anahata, it's like, you know how in some of those movies, it's like it starts out black and white and then some magical scene, everything turns color.
The Wizard of Oz.
It was like the Wizard of Oz. Exactly. I was like, what movie is that? The Wizard of Oz. It was just like the Wizard of Oz. And it was like I walked out of her house because she lived in this beautiful little cottage in Manly, which is, if you know Manly in Sydney, it's so picturesque and glorious. And so it was like I was in a movie. I walked out of her cottage, which is like had this white picket fence and a little hedge, and I'm walking down the street and it's a beautiful sunny day and I'm looking at the dewdrops on the leaves, and I was like, oh my God, I'm free. I like, oh my God, like this is like the weight of 1,000 generations had been lifted from my spiritual body, my energetic, my emotional body. And I was just gobsmacked by how radical and how profound and how light I felt and how appreciative of life I felt and how connected to what, you know, the oneness I felt. And so that was my first real, like, profound, intense experience of transformational change. Mm-hmm. That was my like key epiphany. Mm-hmm. And then, like, when you think about like, well, yeah, like feeling good is amazing, but like what happened? And in that year since having that epiphany, and I went on to do other sessions with her, but that was kind of the pivotal moment. I lost 20 kilos. I met the man that I'm now married to. I started singing professionally. I started a band. I started writing songs. I started studying coaching. My husband, who is very stable and steady and financially, financially well-versed, he said, let's put your credit card away. Let's put your credit card away, Kylie. Let's pay off your credit card. No more spending. And he and his parents, who are also incredible, incredible people, they kind of took me under their wing. And in some ways, and this is no disrespect to my family, but in some ways they became the family that I had always kind of craved as a child, that stable, loving, steady, not yelling, not explosive, not walking on eggshells, kind of, just really steady and grounded and loving. And so in that environment, yeah, like lost weight, stopped partying, stopped taking drugs, got off all those substances, paid off my credit card. And, you know, I was just like a different person. And
you never knew you were in that much pain.
I didn't know I was in that much pain. Exactly. I had no idea. Mm-mm. I was like, oh yeah. Cause I'm a pretty bubbly, positive kind of proactive person. And so I always felt like, oh, like I'm fine. This is okay. Everything's fine. But, you know, just like you don't know how much you're carrying until you put it down. Apparently I was carrying more than I thought. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah. That's was a an ancestral kind of program, right?
Yeah.
So what you did was I liken it to there's a program that when a program's made, there's a little pebble that's dropped into the infinite pool and it continues to, you know, ripple
expand
out throughout your
ripple.
Life, right?
Yeah.
So what happened was you got that pebble taken out. And it was like, oh, there's a whole new world out here, you know, because it's like the blinders, the filters that were showing you a reality that wasn't your true self. And it wasn't a true reality for you. You were seeing through these kind of other kind of glasses, not rosy.
Not
rosy at all.
But doing my best.
Right? But I mean, I certainly can understand that. But it's really fascinating though, that we all have to go through some kind of trial or cultivational experience where we have this, you know, if you want to call it a hero's journey of having to go through a bunch of stuff to get to this aha moment.
Yes.
You know, for me, after the first time I was cleared, I took a walk in the park and I was looking around and I was like, wow, the trees look so much more alive today. And I heard them speak to me first time. No, sister, you are more alive today. I know, right? That's why we do what we do, right? But I'm so, you know, interested in. And because you've been doing this a whole lot longer than I have, I had to have a whole nother life experience before I got to my healing stage. So, you know, you got yours early, right? So you've been at this for a while. So, let's see, I had another question as a follow-up to that. Hang on a second. Let me see if I can find it. How has the impact of that emotional pattern clearing given you more freedom to show up as your authentic self?
Yes. Well, that initial initiation transformation was the first catalyst. And obviously it's funny when you were reading that bio, it's like her transformation. I was like, oh, that kind of implies that I didn't continue to transform. I need to rewrite that because there's definitely been other transformations and initiations and, you know, tough times as well.
It's an ongoing process, the cleaning, you know, peeling the onion, the ever peeling onion.
Exactly. So that was, you know, that part of that journey. And so then subsequently with that first kind of transformation, people started asking me like, oh my God, how did you do it? What happened? And so I ended up kind of went into weight loss mindset and motivation coaching. And so I had a whole kind of 10-year chunk or chapter of my life where I was doing weight loss mindset coaching with NLP through the day. It's like my daytime thing. And I then in the nighttime, I would sing in nightclubs and would, you know, do energy healings on the room in the nightclubs. And so I would sing with DJs and perform and freestyle singing. And so I was channeling. I was just channeling energies through my voice because I was freestyle singing and making it up as I go along. And so I would be channeling this music and words through my voice and singing with these DJs and energy healing on the room on anyone that was, you know, open to receiving the healing, obviously. Consent is important in that. So like offering blessings and healings. And so through that 10-year chunk of time, I, you know, I'm kind of an obsessive learner and an insatiable learner. And so I spent that time every year I would add another certification or training or, you know, method into my toolkit. And so I studied theater healing and meta coaching and matrix therapies and hypnosis and, you know, timeline therapy and all these other that like kind of that breadth of mind, energy, spirituality, type of healing methods, and then spiral dynamics. And then I did quantum reading and, you know, karmic healing and auric healing and DNA activation and all these types of things.
It was like the hungry caterpillar going nom, 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 nom.
I was like, nom, 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 eat up all this information. Like exactly, totally like that. And so I was just really everything I could get my hands on. I was studying about personal growth and spiritual transformation. And so then kind of fast forward, that 10-year chunk, then I got married to my husband and I went through another initiation with marriage, which was big because, you know, obviously I had some baggage about marriage.
just a bit.
So that was another initiation, but thank God my husband loved me through that process and we're, you know, happily married. And so that was another big shift and turning point. And then we had our children and so I stopped singing in nightclubs because singing in nightclubs with a newborn is not a very good match.
No.
And I was happy at that time to go, you know what? I'm happy to hang up my sparkly high heels and really commit to this chapter of motherhood. And I love being a mother and I love my children. I loved breastfeeding. I loved being pregnant. I had, you know, two incredible, intense natural births. And so then I was mothering and coaching. And so after a short maternity break, I kept coaching. And so then kind of 5 years into that, I kind of released my first big online program when my daughter was just 6 months old. And I was like, all right, I can't be doing lots and lots of one-on-one sessions. I've got to create a program. And so I created my first program and started kind of getting into the world of entrepreneurship and internet marketing and things like that, which was another whole, it's like, oh, this whole new playground of things to learn.
There's a whole nother universe out here. Yeah.
So I started getting involved in that and learning how to run my business and marketing and things like that. And then 5 years into that journey, that's how I met our friend Dane, who created The Spiral. And and when I was first interviewing Dane, when I was sitting on the chair on the board for the NLP Association of Australia, and so I was kind of pulling in other personal development people to, you know, just do an interview like this. And so Dane was one of the people I found to interview. And as I was interviewing him, I'm like, oh my God, we're like kindred souls. This method you've created is unbelievable. I've got to train in it. This is amazing. And so I found The Spiral then. And not long after that, there was a bit of a delay because of life things, but I ended up doing the practitioner training the year later. And it was interesting because when I went into that practitioner training, I had already then become friends with Dane in a business mastermind that we were both a part of. And so we had become good friends and I'm like already quite well versed in the key components of, you know, NLP and spiral dynamics and levels of consciousness. The only thing I kind of didn't know was the kinesiology piece. Coming into spiral, I was like, oh my God, this method that synthesizes all of these incredible bodies of work of themselves. Each and every one of them is incredible bodies of work, but to synthesize that into a cohesive, systematic pathway of transformation, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. This is amazing.
Well, I know I have to ask you though, because of all of the things that you've done and all, especially within this realm of emotional pattern clearing and the neuro-linguistic programming and that kind of thing, what would you say is the single most common issue that you find with your clients and that they're needing help with in order to grow and transform? Do you even have one, or do you have like a couple of three that come to mind?
Yeah, well, I think it's interesting because, you know, working with thousands of clients initially around initially around like weight loss. And then now I work with entrepreneurs around business and, you know, personal growth. And now I'm like a more spiritual alignment. But when it comes down to it, like the human fear, existential fears and blocks, they're very similar at the core. It's like, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough for this life I want. I'm not good enough for the body I want. I'm not worthy of this life I desire. I'm not worthy. It's ultimately, Anahata, it's the places where we feel shame and the places where we feel and guilt, the places where we feel shame and guilt and, you know, the limiting beliefs of our culture or the way that we've grown up of like, oh, you're supposed to be like this. Mm-mm. And, you know, you're supposed to fit into this mold, Anahata. And if you don't fit into right. this mold, well, then just you cut that bit off. Just cut that bit off and feel the pain and suffering of trying to squash or cut off that bit of yourself that is naturally emerging from your soul
right.
and try and fit into this thing. Or break out and, you know, or reveal it and be exiled from the tribe, you know, that kind of, it's ultimately about, you know, we want to belong, we want to feel loved. And it's all the ways that we are conditioned or we have blocks or limitation that keep us from that love or make us believe that we are not lovable in some way or that some part of us is not lovable. And so that's kind of ultimately the core that I find, you know, obviously there's multitude of variations of that, sure. of how that expresses and how that shows up in someone's mm-hmm. life. But really it's like when we can love and accept all the parts of us,
yeah.
when we can love and accept all the parts of ourselves, life changes it really does. And when I think about those layers of the onion, it's like every layer is just one place that becomes revealed of like, oh, and you think you couldn't be loved here? Well, let me show you. It's like, here's an initiation or here's an experience that will show you and bring this thing up to the surface. And nice. Then you might act it out or repress it or whatever. And let's go through this process and you get to see how that can be loved too. And you know what? That can be loved too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in this process, it's funny because people are often quite congratulatory about my coaching skills. But, you know, in my mind, the healer that has been with me the whole time is my husband, Chen, who's been with me for 20 years and through all of my crazy ups and downs and revealings and different things. You know, he's been with me, loving me through the whole lot. Like the transformation is incredible, but the love of your family and friends and the acceptance of people who see you and love you in spite of and because of your flaws and like, I love you as you are, that is unbelievable. And I couldn't find or I didn't think that it was possible to have someone love me like that. And, you know, and I couldn't find him until I started to love myself. And mm-hmm. and so then that started to become reflected back to me in this partner that I have, who is a miracle basically. And so that's a really big thing. It's like when we change inside, the outer world changes. And that's the piece that really makes the huge difference. And, you know,
Kylie, do
liberating,
you have,
liberating.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. And liberating. Yes. Yeah. I was going to ask you if you had, some kind of words or pearls of wisdom that you could drop in to our listeners, around how they can take steps to start reclaiming that piece of themselves yeah. that they have not loved and they've, you know, yeah. been avoiding, confronting for all this time.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because your life right now is pointing you to the path. And so I think that's an important starting point because it's easy to kind of go almost kind of get lost in personal development if you're not right. anchored to your, if you're not anchored to your physical reality and going, okay, well, What in my physical reality would I not consciously choose? You know, maybe it's debt, maybe it's excess weight, maybe it's relationship issues, maybe it's, you know, a feeling of disconnection with your child, maybe it's business problems, whatever it is. What in my life would I not consciously choose or is not the way that I want it? And starting there, then going, okay, so if that's not what I would choose, what's the opposite of that? What would I choose? What is the ideal scenario here? What is the ideal situation that I would like to see in my relationship, in my, you know, in my body, in my health, in my wealth, in my love and relationships? And so we start to then create almost by the inverse, you know, like people don't know about negatives these days, but when you think about a negative from a photo, it's the inverse. And when we're living out a pattern that we don't want, we need to invert it to get the true pattern. And so we create that architecture of the ideal pattern. And then, you know, from that, just starting to focus on that is a huge shift in itself. Like just orienting your consciousness. And this is really interesting, right? It's like when we're oriented and kind of pointing to a North Star that is what we don't want and that has been driven by and created by unconscious patterns, we're going to end up where we don't want to be. So every aspect of that is, I think of it like shining the light of your consciousness. It's like, if there's a problem here, well, some part of my unconsciousness has created this problem or co-created this problem with, you know, with the world at large. So what would I consciously choose to create? Bring your agency into it, bring your awareness into it, bring your energy and your presence into it, and really craft out that vision of how you want it to be. Right. And then, so here's a little, because there's also like a little trap here that can happen, because then you can go, oh my God, my reality's crap and I have this vision of magic, and you could start to feel resentful of like, why isn't it like this? You know, you stretch this gap out.
Why is everything happening to me that is preventing me from getting it?
Why? And then you could go drop into victim state around that. And that's okay, right? Because it's okay to feel that and to feel that pain and let it run through you, but just don't wallow there. Like, let it run through and then go, okay, like pick yourself up by your bootstraps and go, okay, well, what are the little glimmers of that reality that I can already see in this current reality? What are the moments of joy? What are the moments where I'm making good choices? What are the tiny moments where things are wonderful? What are the things I can appreciate about my current reality?
Right.
And that starts to then create that shift of like, oh, I'm moving towards this ideal reality, and I'm also appreciative and investing appreciation into my current reality. Investing appreciation is like, the more I appreciate that, it's like the more the good things can start to grow and move towards that ideal reality.
You become that which you want become. To be, you know,
exactly.
And so you're asking yourself to love all of that, the present moment and what you are becoming. So
it's shifting into that state of appreciation, right? And when you be that, when you really appreciate and you're like, okay, I can appreciate this and I can focus on what is right in my current reality and let that grow towards where I'm headed and let myself, you know, really shift into this person that is appreciative and that is, you know, kind and compassionate and forgiving. And how can I bring my best self to every moment? And when you do that, just like the trees said to you, Anahata, when you bring that appreciation into that moment and you bring your presence and your aliveness to the best of your ability, and, you know, Lord knows we can't always do it perfectly and we don't need to, but just that intention to bring your best self into each moment makes the world of difference.
Absolutely.
Then the world brings its best right back to you, and you get synchronicities and opportunities.
Yes. when you start to looking at, instead of looking at the glass, for example, half empty and it's more half full,
yes.
you notice that you talk about synchronicities, you know, instead of expecting
yes.
people to never acknowledge you, you see people in the street and they're smiling at you, or, you know,
Yes.
somebody's holding a door open for you, or you're getting allowed into traffic, or things that, you know, were never in your reality as you perceived
Yes.
it. But you
Start to
shift that,
happen.
you look at it in a new way, and all
Yeah.
kinds of possibilities are available to us. Kylie,
All
I just want to thank
kinds.
you so
All
much
kinds.
for your wisdom and for your being here and just sharing your story with us, and, you know, the importance of how clearing an emotional pattern and beliefs and has. Because, you know, it really makes a big difference in people's lives. I've seen it in my clients. I've seen it in my own life. I know
Huge
you've seen it in
difference.
all the clients that you've had.
Yeah.
You know, if people have more interest in some of the work that you're doing, how can
Yeah.
they get a hold of you?
Thank you, Anahata. That's kind. I have a few different options. Because now, like, I've been doing this for a while, so I've got a couple of different things on the go. So my personal website is My Mind Coach, mymindcoach.com.au, and you can find all the things that I'm doing as a coach there. I also train. We didn't get to go into that part of the story, but I've ended up being the custodian of and trainer of the spiral work.
The head, the spiral person.
The spiral, no bowing, just a collaboration. And so if you want to find, you know, Anahata is an incredible advanced spiral practitioner. So obviously, you know, if you want to do spiral, go and see Anahata. If you want to train in the spiral or find out more about it and you're a coach or therapist, then you can find thespiral.com. And then I also, with all of the NLP pieces, I train coaches under the Super Coach Society. So there's a few ways that you can find me. I'm sure there'll be links around here somewhere. But
oh yes, all over the place.
Yeah, appreciate it so much. It's really just, you know, in those moments, if someone's listening to this show, Anahata, and is drawn to your incredible, vibrant, beautifully graceful energy. Please excuse my dog barking in the background. I hope it's not too loud.
Didn't
hey
hear
bub
it.
I'm just finishing up. See you, sweetie. My daughter's going to school. Love you, bub. When we start on this journey of growth, then you only have, like, sometimes it can feel like, what am I going to do? Or how am I going to solve all the things? How am I going to create this change? How am I going to create this life? Like, it's so different from where I am now. How could it possibly happen? And we can get that feeling of like, this is impossible. I couldn't possibly do it. And I just want to kind of encourage you that if you're here listening to this now, you're already on the path and the path is already unfolding for you. So, like, lean back and trust and follow the little breadcrumbs, follow the little path that is being laid out for you by spirit, by source, and the people that Anahata is introducing you to on this podcast and this show, and, you know, just soak it up. And there's so many other amazing, you know, there's so many amazing tools and teachers and books, and soak it up. Like, just allow yourself to soak it up and find the path that is right for you. And you don't need to know it all right now, and you don't need to heal it all right now. You just need to heal whatever is in the way of your next step, whatever is in the way of your next step towards your next path of greatness. And that's the thing, is like, as we empower ourselves, as we take that step, then the next step appears, and then the next step appears, and it really just, it does unfold before us. And I'm just
certainly,
in so
it
much,
is for me, it is certainly for
right?
me. I mean,
it's just
who would have
gratitude.
Known I was going to do a podcast? Who knew?
Who would have known? And here you are doing an
and
incredible, incredible job, and I'm super grateful to be a part of it.
Thank you.
An
I'm
absolute
super grateful
pleasure.
Thank you. So I'm super grateful that you were willing to come on and be part of this show. And I really appreciate you, Kay.
Such a joy. It's such a joy, Anahata. And I know you're doing such powerful, wonderful work in the world. And your spirit and your heart and your magical intuitive gifts and all of the skills that you've trained in over the years, like such incredible grace and such incredible power to help people shift. And I just, you know, I really want to celebrate you on your journey because they're,
thank you,
love. You know, there just can't be enough people helping people and lighting up, you know, lighting up souls across the planet.
We got to spread our light. We got to spread our light.
You know, that's how we light up the world.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much. Have a wonderful rest of
what
your
a joy.
Day.
All right, thank love. You. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Take care, honey. Bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to The Crystal Coach Show, helping you live every day with clarity, guidance, and practical wisdom with me, your host, Anahata. Tune in every first and third Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where we channel divine wisdom through stories of service, spirituality, and stones for self-care. Feel connected and reside in the vibration of love on The Crystal Coach Show. For more information and to become the best version of yourself, visit thecrystalcoach.com. That's thecrystalcoach.com. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.